So far this year, two people have committed suicide at the Bexar County Jail. And for Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar,
that's too many.
The sheriff says that suicide prevention practices at jails in Bexar County and around the country rely too much on information that's gathered during the booking process.
They'll ask him a series of questions, and they'll use that to gauge whether this person is apt to commit suicide. To me, that's a bit like taking your temperature today to tell me if you're going to have the flu in 6 months.
Salazar says that indications of suicide aren't always present at intake. To that end, he's put in place a team of four deputies who will be able to move about freely inside the Bexar County Jail. There, they'll screen inmates who may be at risk.
Many times, it takes aggressively going into the jail population and actively seeking out people. That's what these folks will be allowing us to do.
The detention mental evaluation team will receive outside training on how to recognize suicide warning signs. Partners include University Hospital, the Bexar County Mental Health Unit, and the SAPD Mental Health Unit. Inmates who are in crisis will be referred out for treatment. DMET has a target population of about 350 inmates. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.